Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man that brought me 6-degree weather this morning at my house. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it's certainly cold. Radiation or cooling?
Oh, man. Six degrees.
Well, yesterday morning, a lot of places were below zero, so consider that.
And it's interesting because we have two thermometers at the station now, one here at the station and one that is actually a weather station up on Sharon Mountain. And this morning and yesterday morning, it is much colder down low than it is up high. Here in Sharon, it's 9 degrees right now, and the weather station on Sharon Mountain is reporting 14.
Yep, but that makes sense because the cold air is heavier than warm air, so it sinks. And the higher elevations would be obviously above the cold air that's on the ground. Well, it doesn't matter what your temperature is now. Today, it's only going 35 to 40 and sunny. Tonight, 15 to 20, so not as cold. But tomorrow, sunny, mid-40s. Sun with high clouds, 40 to 45 Friday. Saturday, cloudy, a wintry mix will arrive. In the 30s, there's a good chance the wintry mix will change to rain. I think it'll develop by afternoon, and I think during the afternoon it could just change over to a light rain, except in the Catskills where it could continue to sleet and snow lightly. And then on Sunday, behind the system, a few rain or wet snow showers, and the highs probably very close to 40 degrees. I don't think we'll see as much snow as we got last weekend from this system because it's going to be more of a wintry mix. So I would be inclined to say right now that accumulations of anything are going to be light before changing to rain, except in the higher elevations like in the Berkshires and in the Catskills, they could get several inches of snow. But I think for the most part for us, I would say right now an inch or less.
All right, man, cold rain.
Cold rain.
Yes.
I know you don't like that.
Yeah, cold rain. No, I don't like cold rain. I don't.
Now, I have to ask our travel lord here directions. Now, last night I had to go to down to East Chester to the wake. I told you a good friend of mine, his mom passed away.
Yeah.
So I had to go there. So we went, we went over to Tappan Zee and we took that to the Hutch. And we went right down to the Hutch, got off at East Chester, and it was about 5 minutes from there. Coming home, they directed me to take the Sprain, cross county into the Sprain. I wasn't as wild about that. To me, it wasn't as straightforward, and I don't know, I just wasn't as wild. Now, I looked at the internet this morning. We are obviously going to the same place, church, and then the cemetery, and it wants to take me 87 all the way to 6A. What is 87?
Oh, gosh. That's amazing.
Do you know what 87 is?
Yeah, 87 is the thruway.
Is the thruway. So they want me to take the thruway all the way to 6A and then get off there. I thought last night, you know, taking the thruway to the Hutch was very quick, too. Do you have any suggestions?
What time are you going to be doing this?
I have to leave about 8:15.
What day?
Today.
Just remember, what time were you on the Hutch yesterday?
That was last night.
Yeah, the Hutch is, just remember, the Hutch today, you got people going into the city.
Okay.
So it's not going to be as, the Hutch is not going to be as quick as it was last night.
Okay.
Now, I think you're late enough where it's not going to be totally bad, but it's still, there's going to be a lot of traffic on the Hutch.
Okay. So do you have suggestions?
I really don't because I'm a person that doesn't mind sitting in traffic, okay?
Right.
If I get caught in traffic that there's just no way around it, I just say to myself, well, it's better than wandering around trying to find alternate way to get there. And so there's nothing I can do about it. And peace be with me, and I try to stay calm.
Okay.
If I knew the area well, like the back of my hand, I'd tell something to you. But I don't know that area well enough to tell you how to get from point A to point B without.
Right. You know, right. So. Okay.
So I just say I would leave a little early. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I have to be there at 9:30, so I'll leave at 8:15. I think that
should be more than enough time.
That should be enough time.
That should be more than enough time. All right. So now you really don't think that there's any chance for us to get snow out of this?
I mean, all the modeling would have to be totally wrong at this point. I mean, it's Wednesday, so it's 4 days before. But the modeling would have to be totally wrong. I mean, the second storm develops right along the coast. And, you know, that's not good. If it were developing just off the coast, it would keep the cold air in. But because it's going to be a coast hugger, I think it would be a wintry mix for us going over the rain. Places like Vermont, New Hampshire, they will get mainly all snow and a wet snow.
All right. All right. Well, what the heck? What the heck? This has been a not so snowy winter. We've had a lot of school delays, but that's due to slick roads, not necessarily a lot of snow.
Yeah, I agree. It's been more of this, mixed or change to here, change to there, than just outright snow. So we'll have to see if February changes that. That could. It'll be interesting. But what I could see right now, which takes the models take us into like February 7th, there just seems to be an increase in nor'easters. But that doesn't necessarily mean snow.
Snow, yeah. Like we've only had one 6 or 7 inch snow so far. That's about it.
Yeah, that's not much.
No.
Not much at all.
Yeah, not much at all is right. Oh, well, I guess I'll find something else to complain about, you know?
Yeah, well, in the meantime, like I said, every day that goes by that we're not well below zero and the wind is blowing is just one less day to worry about. For instance, if you were in Orlando this morning right now, their temperature is 36 and they have a 15-mile-per-hour wind.
You see where they actually closed some of those amusement parks yesterday because of the cold?
No, too cold, huh? And Miami right now is at 41 with a 15-mile-an-hour wind. They have wind chill advisories out for the entire Florida Peninsula.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, we would take 41 like now in a heartbeat, in the morning anyhow.
As long as it's not raining.
Right. But down there, 41 feels like 21 up here.
Pat, I talked about this with Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, who are from Florida, and when I used to go down for the month of April, when I used to take the whole month off when I was employed, and that was part of my contract, and I would be in West Palm Beach, I'd be down there, and I'd go out every morning. I'd play golf twice a day, morning and afternoon. I'd go out at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it would be like 53, 54 degrees sometimes. And I'm out there in my shorts and my polo shirt, and everybody who lives down there literally had sweatpants, had gloves, had jackets, had knit caps on.
Yep. I believe it. You know, even my kids at school, sixth graders, yesterday, it was cold. It was in the 20s, even here.
Yeah.
Here they come walking in. Now they didn't have shorts on. Sweatpants and hoodies, no coats. Right. And to me, I think that's just asking for trouble. getting sick-wise, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm surprised the parents don't insist, to them say, you have to wear a coat, but they don't.
And this week has been a pretty cold week. So, I mean, but none of our lakes are iced in yet completely around here.
No, and I know up on where our cabin is, not this weekend, but next weekend, they're planning on having their big fishing tournament, which is on the lake, but right now, there's very little ice on the lake up there, so they may have to cancel that and wait for the lake to freeze over, if it ever does.
Hmm. All right, well, let's see. So that's it. So then there's nothing big on the horizon weather-wise. Just a crummy, cold, rainy weekend.
Yeah. So you'll be able to catch up on movies like I will.
Well, with these impeachment hearings, I've been watching tons of movies. I'm not going to watch what's going on. I already know what's going to happen. So I've been watching a lot of different things on Netflix and stuff like that, and having a good time, especially with that one thing that I found with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. I watched a couple more episodes. I'm almost through with season one. It's just outstanding. It's as good as the Kominsky method. It's as good as that.
You realize this is the last season this year.
Well, yeah, but this is season number 6.
Right, but that's it.
But I'm only on season number 1.
Right. So you have ways to go.
I got a ton of ways to go. Mm-hmm. So that's great. And that's the way it stands. I mean, you know, the HBO is not going to bring Watchmen back, which was the director said, listen, I did my thing, and, you know, I'm not going to. And it's too bad. It was a great 9-piece series, The Watchmen. A great update of that. So that's not coming back. So I've got to find other things to look at. And I'm watching a lot of movies that I would never watch before.
I told you, make sure you catch The Outsider on HBO.
Oh, I'm gonna. I've already got that on my. There's a thing like a waiting list. I've got that up there. So we're set with that. The Outsider. Okay. Well, this outsider to you, to another outsider, I guess I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
I'll be here tomorrow morning. I'll let you know how the trip went.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robin Hood Radio.